بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everyone, I hope you're all well. And we're resuming our session on مراقي وساعدات of Imam Abu al-Hasan Shunmulali رحمه الله. We are recommencing with the section on the Sunan of the prayer. The Shaykh rahimahullah, he says, Faslun min sunan as-salah raf'u al-yadayn li tahrimati ghidha al-udhnayn li ghayri hur wa hiya liman kabaha wa nashr al-asabi' wa wad'u ar-rajul yadahu al-yumna 'ala al-yusra tahta as-surati wal mar'ati 'ala sadriha والثناء وتعوذ للقراءة وتسمية قبل الفاتحة في كل ركعة وتأمين وتحميد السرة وجهر الإمام بالتكبير وتكبير الركوع والسجود ورفع منه وتسبيح ثلاثة وقراءة الفاتحة في الآخرين فأخريين وثالثة المغرب والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الجلوس الأخير والدعاء بما لا يشبه كلام الناس والالتفات بتسليمتين ونية القوم وحفظته والإمام بالسلام. سهي رحمه الله, he says that from the sunnah acts of the salah are the following. So that includes rafa'u al-yadayn, raising the hands, hidha' al-udhnayni li ghayri hurra. So raising the hands when Allah before the tahreema, the takbiru tahreema, before saying that Allahu Akbar, commence the prayer. One raises their hands parallel to the ears. لغير الحرة, except for free women. وهي لمن كبها, raises their hands parallel to her shoulders. And then ونشر الأصابع, and then one should keep the fingers paced apart. One should keep the fingers paced apart when one says the opening takbir tahreema, Allahu Akbar. And then he says, وَوَضَعُ الرَّجُلِ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَ عَلَى الْيُسْرَ تَحْتَ سُرَّتِهِ. So the man, for men, they place the right hand over the left hand underneath the navel. وَالْمَرْأَ, and for women, عَلَى صَدْرِهَا, they place it on their chest, underneath the sort of breast area. Then one must pronounce or recite the opening supplication of praise, الثناء, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. Then وتعوذ للقراءة, and then to pronounce the تعوذ in the first unit, the first rak'ah, first component of the prayer. And that is for the لِقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, that is for the recitation of the Qur'an, when one begins doing that. Then he says, وَتَسْمِيَةُ قَبْلَ الْفَاتِحَةِ فِي كُلِّ رَكَعَةٍ. Then one utters the Bismillah before reciting Surah Fatiha in every rak'ah. Obviously, if one is a follower following the imam, as the rules will explain later on, the Shaykh will explain, rahimahullah, later on, the follower doesn't recite these anyway. وَتَأْمِينُ, to say the Ameen, to say the Ameen after Surah Fatiha. وَتَحْمِيدُ سِرَّ, any any to say the thana, subhanaka allahumma bihamdik, to say the ta'awudh, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, to say the bismillah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, to say the ameen, all these are to be recited softly or silently. Silently meaning one can hear oneself saying it but not others. Then it says, وَجَهْرُ الْإِمَامِ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ, the imam must say the takbir out loud. وَتَكْبِيرُ الرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ, every time he says that Allahu Akbar, the takbir, when he goes into the ruku', the bowing position, and the sujood, the prostration position. وَالرَّفَعِ مِنْهُ, and وَالرَّفَعِ مِنْهُ, and when one goes into the rising position, that also must include a takbir, say Allahu Akbar, and then rising back up. Then he says, وَتَسْبِيحُ ثَلَاثًا, one must say the tasbih in the bowing position, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, three times, and then in the prostration position, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, these must be said three times. Then he says, وَقِرَاءَةُ الْفَاتِحَةَ بِالْأُخْرَيَيْنِ وَثَالِثَةِ الْمَغْرِبِ, one must recite the Fatiha in the last two raka'ah of those prayers that are a total of four raka'ah. So that's Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha, and وَثَالِثَةِ الْمَغْرِبِ, and then one recites the Fatiha in the third raka'ah of Maghrib prayer. والصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجلوس الأخير, to impart the blessings upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in the final sitting of the prayer. والدعاء بما لا يشبه كلام الناس, then one must supplicate using words that do not resemble human speech. And والالتفات بتسليمتين, to turn one's head to the right and the left when making the concluding salams. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Then he says, ونيت القوم والحفظة والإمام بالسلام. That is to having one's, one must intend to greet the congregation, Allah Hafaza, the guardian angels, and the Imam when making the closing salam of the prayer. Those are the 16 sunan of Salah. Then here, rahimahullah, he says, وَمِنْ آدَابِهَا, and from the etiquettes of the prayer, these are the ones that are preferable to do, but failing to do them does not entail any blame whatsoever. And you know, adab here is of course synonymous with mandub. إخراج الرجل, إخراج الرجل كفيه من كميه لتحريمته, والنظر المصلي إلى محل سجوده قائمة, وإلى ظاهر قدميه راكعا, وإلى أرنبة أنفه ساجدا, وإلى حجره جالسا, وإلى منكبين مسلما, ودفع السعال ما استطاع, وكذم فمه عند تثاؤب. So he says, rahimahullah, one of the etiquettes of the prayer is إخراج الرجل كفيه من كميه لتحريمة, for men to make sure the hands are exposed from or outside of any loose clothing that covers their hands. So the sleeves mustn't cover their hands. The hands must protrude out from the sleeves when they're performing the takbiratul tahreema. So one shouldn't you know, cover, one shouldn't do that, or one shouldn't cover one's hand with one sleeve. النظر المصلي إلى محل سجوده قائما. One must focus one's glance or look towards the place of prostration when they're standing. وإلى ظاهر قدميه راكعا. And to look at the top of one's feet when one's bowing. So when one goes into the bowing position, SubhanAllah bil-Azim, one must be looking at the feet. The top. Looking at the top of one's feet when they're in the bowing position. وإلى أرنبتي أنا فيه ساجداً. Then one looks at the tip of one's nose when one is prostrating, when one is in a position of prostration. وإلى حجره جالساً. And one looks to one's lap when one is sitting. وإلى منكبين مسلماً. And one looks to one's shoulder when making the closing to salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, so looking at the two shoulders. One must try one's utmost, wa dafi'u su'ali mastata', one must attempt to refrain oneself from coughing. وَكَذَّمُ فَمِهِ عِنْدَ التَّثَاؤُمْ. And when one's yawning, to try and grip one's teeth and hold back the yawn, or to keep one's mouth closing when one yawns. And if unable to, one can cover their mouth if they're unable to control the coughing and the yawning. And then he says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, on the section on supplications in the prayer, فَصْلٌ التَّشَهُّدْ هُوَ التَّحِيَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَوَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَفِي الْجُلُوسِ الْأَخِيرِ يَزِيدُ عَلَيْهِ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. والدعاء ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ونحو ذلك. والقنوت في الوتر اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستهديك ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك ونثني عليك ونثني عليك الخير كله ونشكرك ولا نكفر ونخلع ونترك من يفجرك. اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد إليك وإليك نسعى ونحفظ ونرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك إن عذابك جد بالكفار ملحق. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. والمؤتم يقرأ القنوت كالتشهد مع الإمام. ومن لا يحسن هذا يقول يا رب ثلاثة نحو ذلك. ودعاء الاستفتاح سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك تعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. So he says on the sections of the dua that the tahiyyah, the tashahud, when one is sitting down before one closes prayer, one recites the tahiyyah to the greetings, the supplication that is the greeting, at-tahiyyatu lillahi, all the greetings are for Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ, including any prayers and all pure things. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Peace be upon you, O Prophet, and may Allah's mercy and blessings be on you as well. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْنَا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, peace be upon us, upon all the righteous servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. I bear witness that there is none, no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. وفي الجلوس الأخير يزيد علي. In the final sitting, one will add, O Allah, صلي على محمد. Allah send mercy upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, like كما صليت, like you sent mercy upon Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام and upon the family of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام, and send blessings on Muhammad and his family, like you sent blessings on Ibrahim and his family, in all of the worlds. Fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. Indeed, Allah, you are the most praiseworthy and majestic. One can make a final dua like Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. One can make the dua that says, oh our Lord, grant us the good in this life and exceeding good in the next life, and protect us from the punishment of the hellfire, or any other prayer like that. And then the Qunut prayer in the Salatul Witr, for the Witr prayer, one says, Allahumma inna nasta'inuk wa nasta'hdik. O Allah, we seek your aid, your help, and your guidance. Wa nasta'firuk, and we seek your forgiveness. Wa natubu ilayk, and we turn towards you in repentance. Wa nu'minu bik wa natawakkalu alayk, we believe in you and we put our utter trust in you. Wa nuthni alayka al-khayr kulla, we praise you with all the good that there can be. Wa nashkuruk wa la nakfuru, we thank you and we are not ungrateful to you, or we do not reject you. Wa nakhla'u wa natruku man yafjuruk, we cast out and we abandon those who disobey you. Allahumma iyyaka na'budu wa laka nusalli wa nasjudu wa ilayka nas'a wa nahfid. O Allah, you alone do we worship, and to you alone do we pray and make our prostration, and ilayka nas'a, to you we hasten ourselves, to you alone we hasten ourselves. Wa nahfidu, so you know, we strive and hasten towards you. Wa narju rahmataka wa nakhsha adhabak, we hope for your utter mercy. Wa nakhsha adhabak, and we fear your punishment. Inna adhabaka al-jidd, your severe and strong punishment. Bil kuffar, for the disbelievers, for the disbelieving. Indeed, your severe punishment will be there for the disbelieving, the sort of stubborn disbelievers. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, and may mercy, peace and blessings, and mercy and blessings be upon our master Muhammad, the Nabi al-Ummi, the unlettered prophet, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama, on his family and all his companions. The follower in the congregation, al-mu'tammu yaqra'u al-qunut kat-tashahud ma'a al-imam. The person following the imam in the prayer recites the tashahud, recites the qunut, like he is reciting the tashahud along with the imam. وَمَنْ لَا يُحْسِنُ هَذَا, and whoever is not able to recite the qunut, he may simply say, Ya Rabbi, three times, oh my Lord, three times, or something similar. The supplication to commence the prayer, the thana, is Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabaraka smuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. It is the following dua: glory be to you, O Allah, with your praise. Glory be to you, Allah, and with your praise in your blessed name, may your honor be exalted, and there is no God but you. So that concludes the section on some of the supplications of the prayer. Now we're going to look at some things that invalidate the prayer. باب ما يفسد الصلاة يفسدها الكلمة ولو سهوة والعمل الكثير والأكل ولو قليلا وكذا الشرب وتنحنح بلا عذر والبكاء بصوت والأنين لوجع أو مصيبة لا لذكر الجنة أو نار والسلام بنية التحية والمصافحة ورده والجواب لا إله إلا الله ونحوه وتحويل الصدر عن القبلة والدعاء بما يشبه كلامنا قبل الجلوس الأخير قدر التشهد ومد الهمزة في التكبير كشف العورة قدر أداء ركن كحمل النجاسة مانعة مسابقة الإمام بركن لم يدركه فيه وأداؤه ركنا نائما ولم يعده. So he, rahimahullah, he says that chapter on ما يفسد الصلاة, that which invalidates the prayer. He says the following things invalidate the salah, the prayer. الكلمة ولو سهوة, uttering a word, even if one does it out of forgetfulness. And the minimum that constitutes a word is two letters that bear a meaning. والعمل الكثير, excessive movement, where it is usually excessive movement. عمل الكثير is defined as if someone were to, an onlooker were to look at you from afar, and didn't know that, you know, this person was in prayer, then the impression would be to that onlooker that he definitely wasn't praying. He definitely wasn't praying. So it looks like that one is not praying from some distant observer. والأكل ولو قليلا, to eat even if it's a little. Then he says وكذا الشرب, the same applies to drinking. So eating and drinking invalidate the prayer. وتنحنح بلا عذر, to clear one's throat, you know, without any excuse. If there's an excuse for whatever reason, if there's, you know, saliva or something caught on one's throat or phlegm affecting, you know, one's recitation, let's say, for example, or clearing your throat, just generally naturally clearing your throat, these aren't the problem. والبكاء بصوتين, to cry out loud or to moan out of pain. والأنين لوجع, to cry out loud or to moan out of pain or due to some kind of calamity. لا لذكر جنة أو نار, and not because of one is remembering Jannah, i.e. heaven or hell. والسلام بنية التحية, to say salam to someone with the intention of greeting someone. So if someone's in a prayer and then, you know, one says the greeting, but intending the person, perhaps, you know, who they've caught there on their eye coming in the room or the masjid or something. والمصافحة, to shake someone's hand. ورده بالجواب بلا إله إلا الله ونحو ذلك, to respond to someone's statement by saying La ilaha illallah or something like that. I remember in a prayer, one brother put his hand out to stop another brother from going in front of him in the prayer. And the brother who was crossing, the brother praying, thought he put his hand out to shake his hand, and he shook his hand and said, Assalamu alaikum, bro. He said, good to see you as well. And then the other brother laughed and his prayer was broken. وَتَحْوِيلُ صَدْرِ عَنِ الْقِبْلَةِ, to turn one's upper body, one's torso, away from the direction of Qibla. So one turns in such a way that one is no longer facing the Qibla anymore. ودعاء بما يشبه كلامنا قبل الجلوس الأخير قدر التشهد. To make any kind of dua using words that resemble normal human speech. A dua that is not found in the Kitab and the Sunnah. Then he says, وَمَدُّ الْهَمْزَةِ فِي التَّكْبِيرِ, to elongate the Hamza in the takbir. And then he says, so if one elongates the Allahu Akbar, that initial Hamza, if one elongates the Allahu Akbar, then that is not valid. Then he says, وَكَشْفُ الْعَوْرَةِ قَدْرَ أَدَاءِ رُكْمٍ, one's nakedness is exposed like 1/4 of a limb, and this was covered before. If at least 1/4 of a limb, the 1/4 size of a limb is uncovered for the length of time it takes to perform an integral of the prayer, i.e. the amount of time that it takes one to calmly and in a relaxed manner recite one of the tasbihat three times, like Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So the length of a few seconds, if the awrah is exposed according to that extent, one's prayer will be invalid. Then he says, وَكَحَمَلِ النَّجَاسَةِ مَانِعَةٍ, similarly to carry an unexcused amount of filth. And then he says, وَمُسَابَقَةُ الْإِمَامِ بِرُكْنٍ لَمْ يُدْرِكُهُ فِيهِ, to go before the Imam by an integral, which the Imam does not perform afterwards with the follower, or which the follower does not repeat afterwards. In other words, if the follower, let's say, does an integral of the Salah, a Rukun of the Salah, before the Imam, and then the Imam performs the integral that was just done by the follower, then that will make the Imam one integral behind the follower. That can't be right. So you're out of sync with the Imam. You're one step ahead in the integrals of the Salah. If you're in a bowing position and the Imam is in a standing position, and then you're in a prostration position and the Imam is in a bowing position, then this means one is no longer in sync with the Imam, one is ahead of the Imam. And that invalidates the prayer. وَأَدَاؤُهُ رُكْنًا نَائِمًا وَلَمْ يُعِدْهُ. So he says, rahimahullah, that to miss a rukun of the prayer and not make it up later before the end of the prayer, all of the above, he says, invalidate the prayer. Then he, rahimahullah, will look at the makruhat of the prayer, inshallah, in the next session. So we will conclude it here. We will continue with, inshallah, next lesson. Next session, we will hope to go on to cover quite a bit, and that should take us up to the, inshallah, if we can get through it, bi'aunillahi azza wa jal, we should get up to the prayer of the traveler, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We will conclude it there. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And if there's any questions, feel free to ask. This is your time. Well, if there's no questions, We will resume next session بإذن الله تعالى. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.